Inland Rail Project. It's a multi-billion dollar national infrastructure project connecting the Port of Melbourne to the Port of Brisbane. It will eventually link here in Queensland outside Toowoomba, a place called Gowrie, to Acacia Ridge. This section is known as the K2ARB section. It will affect around 50,000 residents in the Logan City area, by the way. It'll be a suburban inner city freight rail line, possibly all the way to the Port of Brisbane. Today, Deputy Prime Minister Barnaby Joyce says the Gladstone Toowoomba leg will happen and it will take coal. I spoke to him earlier. This is the story.
Well, we are continuing on with the 1,716 kilometres. Now, I'll be frank with you. At this point in time, you could not get a double stack train out of Melbourne. It would not be allowed to leave. And therefore, I'm making sure that we facilitate and expedite that process so we can get this thing moving. Once we get across the border into Queensland, there was the controversial, what we call basically New South Wales border to Toowoomba section. Let's call that. It's actually Whetstone to Gowrie, but let's call it New South Wales to Toowoomba section. Now, this has been going round and round and round and round and round forever. I took that to a conclusion, said the discussions are over, the path is fixed, let's get going.
Let me jump in there. So let me jump in at that point. So you've signed off on a contract for this stage, the beginning of the Queensland section of Inland Rail.
That's correct.
From the border to Gowrie, which is just outside Toowoomba.
That's correct. But when you sign off on a contract, it's not like bang, it's there. There's a process to it. It's basically a cost-plus contract. And so the people who are the likely candidates go forward and start their costing work, and then we work out whether that's reasonable or not, and then we take the next step. But that means the corridor is finalised. There is no more prevarication. I know there are people who are upset, but no matter which way we went with this corridor, there was someone who was going to be upset, and we've got to get the thing to Toowoomba before we get it down the hill to Brisbane.
All right, so residents of the Millmerran Rail Group, whom you met, thought they had an agreement with you and David Littleproud, also a federal minister, who felt that there was concern about the flood modelling data in this Queensland regional leg.
Okay.
They thought that there was alternate routes being seriously considered by the federal government. Is that not the case?
Not only seriously considered, there was two reviews that were then reviewed by another two reviews, that were then reviewed by a further two reviews, that were then reviewed by a local reviewer. In all, it concluded 70 scientists with a combination of something like 80 degrees and a combined experience of over 1,000 years. Now, for me, that's enough reviewing. If we have yet another review on top of those reviews, we will just die a death of inertia in reviews. No matter where you go, people are going to be unhappy. And the job of politics, ultimately, in the end, is to make a decision and get things going. Otherwise, I understand the concerns.
So despite the most recent Senate review, which expressed concern about it, just got to get done.
The most recent Senate review asked for more reviews. I mean, where do we stop? We can just stop breathing on reviews. I mean, ultimately, if you have to make a decision to get the project built, we went through members of parliament, which the member for Toowoomba North didn't support further reviews, the member for Toowoomba South didn't support further reviews, the member for Groom didn't support further reviews, the member for Darling Downs didn't support further reviews, the mayor of Gundawindi didn't support further reviews, the Toowoomba Council didn't support further reviews, the Coordinator General didn't support further reviews. We just want to get on with it.
My guest is the Deputy Prime Minister of Australia, Barnaby Joyce. We're talking about the Inland Rail Project. So as far as you're concerned, it's all systems go, tracks getting laid to Gowrie just outside of Toowoomba. So let me take it to the next section, which is quite a difficult section, if you like. And this is what's called the Kangaroo and Acacia Ridge to Bromelton Project, or K2ARB as it's known. Now, there has been widespread, serious concern expressed for going back nearly 15 years about why a freight route would go through high-density suburbs on the south side of Brisbane. You've said the trouble or the difficulty is getting it from Toowoomba down to the Port of Brisbane, or at least Acacia Ridge. So what is the federal government's plan from Toowoomba to Acacia Ridge as of today, Barnaby Joyce?
Toowoomba to Acacia Ridge, there obviously is already a rail corridor. It's the upgrading that rail corridor to include such things as tunnels. Now, we've also got to make sure that we do, it becomes more sensitive there. That's, I mean, some things that annoy me is the Narrabri to Narrabri section, we're having to do air quality studies. Now, I don't know, I've got a placer there. I don't quite know what air quality issue they're going to find. I mean, it's a train going through open fields, open forests. But once we get down to that section, yes, we do have to be very mindful because it's vastly more densely populated. So what are we doing in this space? Now, I know that people have concerns about coal trains. So we've already put $10 million on the table for the business study to go from Toowoomba to Gladstone and move the bulk commodities in a different direction towards Gladstone, where, as an industrial city, Gladstone wants the city to grow, appreciates the commerce that comes with the further wealth that is utilised in their port, whilst the container traffic, which you all utilise every time you go to Woolworths, Coles, Audi, any of those stores, you're utilising container traffic. If you want to live in Brisbane, we've got to get the goods to Brisbane. To get the goods to Brisbane, the train's got to get to Brisbane. So we've got to make sure that we utilise that railway line. And once it gets to Acacia Ridge, then we have the issue of how it gets to the port. I've been in discussions about that today. I know that there's conjecture there. There is a line that actually goes to the port. It's used by
coal trains. It can't get double stacked.
Yeah, it can't get double stacked. And we've got, that is a decision we've got to look at down the track. But it's, rough estimates, we're talking $7 or $8 billion. So it's huge cost.
Yes.
Probably costs more than a lot of the other sections of the railway line.
Let me ask you about the section from Acacia Ridge then, because this is, this is a major impact on a major city. So the Rail Track Corporation, which is building it, claims that the project will take 200,000 trucks off the road a year. That there's real concern about blossoming trucks, and that the business case is based on a big increase in coal exports. Do you agree?
Well, this right now, we have record volumes of coal being exported at record prices. Now, I know what people, all the modelers say, but gosh, I've seen these people get it wrong so many times. So the reason we have record sales of coal at record prices, we had a cold winter in Europe last winter. So now they have a gas crisis. They have an energy crisis in Europe and an energy crisis in China. With China blocking our coal exports, it completely disrupted the whole coal market. And perversely enough, our coal price went up and our volumes went up. So now we have England, where they had in the last year, sixfold increase in gas prices, massive increase in energy prices. The price of gas going from 12 pence per therm to 90 pence per therm. People making a decision whether they eat or heat as they head into winter, putting real pressure on food production. Now it's rippling through into manufacturing costs from Toyota to cardboard packaging that's coming out of China. China's got a problem. Europe's got a problem. England's got a problem. Winter's coming on. Real pressures on energy prices, and coal prices are going up naturally enough, because when it comes down to a final decision of what people want to do, they want to stay warm, and that's a pretty natural decision.
I take that as a yes, because that's this year. The rail line is not going to be built this year. In fact, it's going to be sort of what, 5 to 10 years off. But I'm asking you about the business case, which is the published business case, which says the coal task in 2025 represents over half the demand for inland rail by volume. Is that correct?
Is
that correct?
Well, if what you're asking us is what state in the business case is correct. Well, obviously it is. I'm not going to sort of argue against what's printed in ink on paper. If you say, well, what's your personal views on that? Yeah, I'd say it's probably correct, because they're building more coal-fired power plants now than they ever have. And no matter what we think, no matter what our views are, in countries such as China, countries such as India, and even in England, in the United Kingdom, with Boris Johnson out there telling you how they're going to Glasgow, and I understand all that, they're actually recommissioning coal-fired power plants to try and keep themselves warm. That is the reality.
My guest is Barnaby Joyce, the Deputy Prime Minister of Australia. This is ABC Radio Brisbane. Steve Austin's my name. So will this nation-building inland rail project be a carbon abatement initiative because it will take a large volume of trucks off the road. The figure is somewhere between 150 or 110 B-doubles for each train that's shuttled between Melbourne and Brisbane. Can you confirm?
That's correct. And each one will use about 600 litres in that trip. So we've got a massive reduction in fuel. Now, also, Steve and your listeners in southeast Queensland and across Queensland, like a road, you don't know in the future really what they're going to carry. You know, who would know? It's the products of the future, and they could be many and varied, and let's hope they're there. Because, we couldn't have guessed 80 years ago what was going to go up and down, what the what would be processed and the products that would be carried in trucks that go up and down the Gold Coast Motorway. You build it because you know the traffic's there, and commerce will determine what's actually on it. But what we have with this, we have trains that will be 3.4 kilometres long, going at 110 kilometres an hour in a straight line between basically up to Toowoomba, then down to Brisbane. And that's how the commerce of it works. Now, each one of those trains removes about 150 semi-trailers or 110 B-doubles off the road. And each one of those removes the 600-plus litres of fuel that they use to do that trip. So it's a vastly more efficient way to move product.
So the equation is it's either on diesel trucks from Melbourne to Brisbane or trains
That's basically
it. And the more efficient and environmentally friendly model overall is trains over trucks.
Far. Oh, yeah, by far.
Okay, so the problem for my listeners is particularly the section between Kangaroo, which is the southwest of outside of Brisbane, going through a whole lot of suburbs into the heart of Acacia Ridge.
Yep.
The concern about that is coal dust and continual trains, 24 hours, 24/7, going through major suburbs that currently only have, one every half hour or 45 minutes.
I don't think you'll be getting more than. The length of trains will change rather than...
Well, they're a kilometre and a half long, nearly, aren't they?
That's more than that. Sometimes 3.4, not in that section, but once they get up there, on top of the hill, it'll be up to 3.4 kilometres long.
Right, they're long. So they'll be very, very long. A lot of noise, a lot of rumble, and a lot of coal dust.
Well, that's why we're putting the business plan. That's why one of the first things I did was put the money on the table for the business plan to go from Toowoomba to Gladstone. Because, look, I'm not a goose. We want the coal trains to go to Gladstone, not to Toowoomba. Gladstone's designed as an industrial city. And now the Port Authority will probably be losing their mind with me because they'll be wanting the tonnage to go through there. But Gladstone is the logical place for offloading massively long trains because you just roll them in, roll them out, and all the facilities are there, and it's designed to do that.
How would the coal go from outside of Toowoomba to Gladstone?
There's a corridor that we're able to take it down, go through Banana.
You're bringing clarity for me then, Deputy Prime Minister. So it's likely that, Gowrie, outside of Toowoomba, the coal will, if you can make it work, will go to Gladstone.
Yeah,
but the freight will come down to Acacia Ridge as it currently does.
Yeah, I think you can almost book that in. I mean, you can book that in. Because, see, it's a policy of... It's on my behalf, on the Coalition's policy of ours, and I'm currently... And I think it's also policy of the Labor Party. So it's going that direction.
So you will be taking this to the next federal election, I assume, in March of next year.
Yep.
Coal going from just outside of Toowoomba through a new route to Gladstone.
That's correct.
Freight coming down the Toowoomba Range to Acacia Ridge, the current freight terminal.
That's right, because you guys use the freight that's in the containers. You're eating it, you're drinking it, you're washing it, you're putting it on your backs of clothes. It's basically your freight, so it's got to go into your city.
And so, finally, then, what do you need from the Queensland State Government? Because the Coordinator General has to sign off on a number of elements of this project. So what are you seeking or need from the State Government?
I need the State Government to make it a coordinated requirement, a streamlined requirement, the actual terminology for they call it Project of State Significance in New South Wales, and you've got your own special acronym for it up there.
Yes.
But it needs to, the Coordinator General needs to say, look, we are making this a project of Queensland State significance. That means we streamline the approval process, we get it moving quicker, we work with the federal government because this is in the commerce of Queensland's interest to get this thing moving. It's in the interest of our nation to make it happen, and it makes Brisbane a direct connection commercial bookend with Melbourne, grows the city of Brisbane, grows the towns of Toowoomba, grows the towns of Gundawindi. it's a great outcome for Queensland. I really, really, really need the Coordinator General to say, look, I'm now deeming this a project of significance. We're going to streamline it and make it happen quicker.
All right. Finally, if all the freight's going to come to Acacia Ridge, the Port of Brisbane needs a solution to get double-stacked freight carriages to the Port of Brisbane.
Well, it makes sense to try and upgrade that line to get things through to the port on rail, and so we're not putting them off trucks or not on trucks and moving from Acacia Ridge to the port. It's going to cost a lot of money, and the rail is already being utilised for passenger trains. So, and we've, as you said, we've got to make sure we can double stack, which means we've got to, there's a lot of work that's in that space. That's something that, you know, the Queensland government and ourselves should work towards. But right now, we're unfortunately years away from that, from getting it down the hill to Brisbane. I want to get all the other sections of it built as quickly as possible. And hopefully by that time, we can have a second breath of it. By that time, the business plan will be back for the Gladstone to Toowoomba link. And that's also going to also inform that business plan, because we'll have the coal going north to Gladstone and away from the good people of Southeast Queensland and Brisbane. And we'll still have the container traffic needing to go down to Brisbane. And hopefully with us and the Queensland government, New South Wales government, we'll have ironed out all these hold-ups and EISs and everything else. So we've expedited the process of getting it up from Melbourne to Toowoomba. And maybe, and I can, you know, hopefully, yeah, for me, I hope I'm still the government. Maybe I'm not. Maybe it's the next minister. But no matter who's the government, it's in all our interest to make this thing happen as quickly as possible.
So bottom line is the coal will be going from outside of Toowoomba to Gladstone, and the freight will be going from outside of Toowoomba to Acacia Ridge in Brisbane.
I've started that process already. The reason we've put $10 million on the table for the business study from Gladstone to Toowoomba is not because I don't want to do it, it's because I do want to do it. The reason I keep saying it, even in press club speeches, is because I do want to do it. I've got no intention to do anything else but push that through. I hope I'm still the minister when that's required. I'm going to start the process for whomever is the minister, whomever is the government, because I think across the board now, whether it's the National Party, the Liberal Party or the Labor Party, we want this project to happen as quickly as possible.
Deputy Prime Minister Barnaby Joyce, thanks for your time.
Good on you, Stephen. Appreciate it, mate.